Okay, where do we are?
You ready? Right, the other side. I'll throw at you. I'll share with you. Keep silence.
And see what we can do with them. Shaila number one. Baruch Hashem, there are many simchas now. We're zeichah to see it with our eyes. It's amazing to see Klal Yisrael, so many simchas, shabbat lots of nachas. And one a person told me that he's already gearing himself up for a bar mitzvah that is to take place on Chol HaMoed. He's got a son's bar mitzvah Chol HaMoed. He's already sick as Mitzvah Hashem, a few months' time. It sounds like a long time, but it's not so long. And he wants to know, can he arrange for a photographer to come for the bar mitzvah? He's making a nice suda. Mr. Shem, he'll be able to invite a few of his relatives. And the shaila is, can he book a photographer to come? How much are they charged for the night? £150, let's say. They come for the night, they take photos, they send it onto the email, and finish Shalom Yisrael. Can they do that on Cholomayet? So when you say, what's the shy, does he say, is it Pasha also? Or Pasha?
Okay.
Oh, so you should know, like every other shy in Milchus Chol HaMoed, people always say, what's the shy that? But till you realize Milchus Chol HaMoed, it's really like Shabbos, unless you have a Teirim. So let's have a look. Milchus Chol HaMoed, the halacha is, a state that Meleches Uman, a craftsman style work, is also on Chol HaMoed. Now, there are those I want to say that when a person is a photographer, although I like to believe I can take a picture, if you ask me to take a picture, I'll take a picture. And we're all quite pros at it, especially people have on their phones. But there is that difference between a person taking a picture and a professional. What's the difference? Why Taka is there a difference? Because there is precision. They know in their mind, they've become natural at it, to make sure they've got a bit of the top, a bit of the back, a bit of the down, further back. It is a bit of a chokhmah. It might sound very subtle, but lemaisa it's a chokhmah. Come to this, a lot of places want to say it's Melech HaSuman. Melech HaSuman is a non-starter. Even if you're going to say, you may say, hang on a second, there's a musud called Dover HaOvad. If it's something which is, you're going to lose the situation now, you can't exactly pretend to be a bar mitzvah after or before Sukkot, before the right time, because it's not the right time. You can't act naturally. So even if it's a Dover HaOvad, let's say you want to claim it's a Dover HaOvad, but the halacha is Shechonah state that Melech HaSuman will not help. It won't help the fact that it's a Dover HaOvad. So if it's a Meleches Uman, that seems to be an issue. That's going to be a bit of an issue. Okay. And the next question is, okay, very nice, we're not going to bring along a professional. Can I get a friend of mine who will be miyuchat, he'll be designated, to come along with his picture, maybe even his phone, and to be set aside, he's got nothing else to do in Chol HaMoed, he's happy to come along, and he wants to take money, I'll give him £40, so he do a better job. Can he be there for the 2 hours of the bar mitzvah, snapping photos? What would he say to such a shayla? Now you can say, it's not Meleches Uman, so it should be okay. There's one slight hitch to that. Really, it should be okay. But the problem is, there's a halacha in some Tovkuf Membeis, not to give money to someone working for your Chol HaMoed. That means even if you can get around the problem that's not Meleches Uman, but paying money to someone to do it. Shonoch, one line. Afilu melochis amutoris. They're only mutar if it's bechinov. Aval bischar is also to do bischar, you can't pay money. That's why all the posts can get very busy with. I don't understand. It's very common that on Chol HaMoed, in the night time, you want to go out in the evening, and you want to get a babysitter, you knock on the next door neighbor, right, can you come and babysit? Okay, and how much do you pay at the end? You pay her £4 an hour, £3.50, £4 an hour. You give her £8. Hang on a second, it's Chol HaMoed. Shechonah shteimu for a shavu b'schar osa. The posts can already give special heterium to a babysitter in which they're not doing malocha, they're just sitting there. Whereas when you're coming and doing melocha, where be it not Dover Uman, not Uman, Kibul, that's exactly it. Right? All these things, that lechayra. So that would need to come onto a heter of that lechayra, if you pay money, that would be a bit of an issue. Okay, so there's a way forward on this, that the Mishnah Berurah says, a very basic heter, that if you're not going to find anyone to do the job for you, for free, obviously no one's going to just come around for 2 hours taking pictures for you, unless you're a really good friend. But no, why should someone give them 2 hours of your time, of their time, right? So says the Mishnah Berurah, if you can't find someone Chol HaMoed to do malacha for you, b'chinam, then you can pay money. So basically, there's a basic halacha Mishnah Berurah says from the Ritva, that some poskim say that if you can't find someone else to do the job for you for free, then you can actually pay him. So basically, that would be the way forward. Although the Shatzion says, if you can get a goy, that would be better. It would be better to get to pay a goy money than to pay a Yisrael if you can't find anyone else. But it's not, I don't believe it's too appropriate to have a goy coming to a bar mitzvah taking photos. I don't know if it's, you have to know if that's going to work. No, so you see, it doesn't help for Umman. That's the problem. With a Umman, for a professional photographer, again, the person over here, he's making bar mitzvah Chol HaMoed, and he wants to know, can he book in a professional photographer? That's the shayla. It seems that a lot of posting wants to say, Ramesh Machakar, because he's got a thing on this, and he wants to find out that taking photos is a profession, it needs a certain precision. And therefore, Malachas Umman doesn't seem to be a heter when it comes to Chol HaMoed. It's a massive chumrah. I think it's a big chumrah, and I can understand someone else tinering, maybe it's not Umman, but the Maisa, it does seem the mainstream post want to say it is Umman. There is a bit of a to-do about it in a car. Why is that not considered a Malachas Umman? You also need precision. But there's chilukim because it's already common practice. There are chilukim, it gets a bit messy there. But at the end of the day, it seems to be quite popular to say that it's considered Malachas Umman when it comes to photography. Another shayla, can I share with you, when you get to a bar mitzvah. A maisa, which is, again, people are planning the bar mitzvahs, and in summer holidays there's going to be a boy which is going to turn bar mitzvah, b'shar tovim mutzlachas. And the minik, the remor, brings to make a brocha, b'shas, the bar mitzvah boy, gets an aliyah, or officially, if he goes for the omad, whatever it is, either if he goes for the omad or he gets an aliyah, to make a brocha, what's the brocha? Baruch shebatrani mi'on shoshel zeh. That's the remor brings in Reish Chafei. The remor tells you, don't make a shame of malchus. The Ramah, he says, although the Medrash says you should make a Shema Malchus, says the Ramah, because it's not Mufurish in Gemara this way, if you look through Gemara brachas, you won't find such a bracha. Anyone knows a Gemara that says that you make such a bracha, Baruch Shabbatrami, it doesn't come up in Gemara. It's a Medrash by Vayigdalu Anorim. The Medrash says that from 13 years old, make the bracha, Baruch Shabbatrami. That's all we know of it. So the Ramah says you don't make it a Shema Malchus. That's why you see it's quite common not to make it Baruch HaTu Hashem. They miss out the Shema. They just say Baruch Shabbatrami, Me'on Shashalzeh. Actually, the Gon and the Chai Odom, they both hold you can make it with the bracha. The Shabur brings it, and if Shlomo Zalman Oybach used to tell other people not to make the bracha, but he himself made the bracha b'shem Malchus for his son. Okay, whatever it is, the bracha, the shaila is like this: that his son, he plans to send his son to camp, one of the good camps. He himself is planning to go on a holiday house, a random cottage somewhere. Now the shayla is, Ryan Kotzich, he's going to have a minion there. The shayla is, when he has a minion, that I think he's done by mitzvah on a Monday, so his son, obviously in camp, they're going to make a whole celebration, he's going to get an aliyah, davar poshut, going to make a lechaim in camp. The shayla is, what should the poor father do when he's got his minion in the family camp? So he gets his aliyah, should he make that brocha? Again, we're not talking about any grace, chayvi krisa shayla, we're talking about a brocha, but doch, it's a shayla, the remor brings it down. You know, it's interesting. You see, you could say, listen, it's a shadow shayla. The maaser, we don't make a bracha shema malchus. So say it whatever you want to do. You want to do it at the time, you want to do it later. You're not making bracha shema malchus anyway, so what are we handling with? On the other hand, this is pretty right. On the other hand, what's the nusach bracha? Baruch Shabbatrani Me'onshoi Shel Zeh. Have a look around. Yeah, everyone over there is 40 and above, and there's no one there which is 13 years old. So that seems a bit inappropriate, not so gushmak, which is a bit of a din in the place. And the Batei Lachoch has got a whopping tshuva, and he actually says it's kedai to wait till after you meet up, maybe a week after, you come together to shul, get another aliyah, and then make a bracha then. Interesting, because of the lashon zeh, you do find it, you know, the moshel, when it comes to lesatif batzitzis, we make a bracha lesatif batzitzis, although if someone doesn't do a proper itzuf, then it's not ma'akiv, because the bracha can also go on actual levisha, but b'zecha kedai to get it right, because you want the bracha, you want the words to be appropriate to the actual bracha. There is a machon avrom about this, there's a lot of read about this, but I want to move on to the next shayla. Ma'aseh shahaya. This was Friday night. I went into a shul and I see a sign. There's a note on the notice board, which it didn't look so appropriate. wasn't the right setup, it didn't have the right heading, it didn't look like it was coming through the right channels, the message was mixed messaging, it wasn't really appropriate. So if I have such a sign, maybe that only can help what I'm talking about. It was one of these signs which wasn't necessarily going through the right channels, should we say. I was there, I was late into nachts, I saw this sign, it was a little bit interesting, okay? The next morning, I look at the notice board, and it's gone. So the person who took it down came over to me, and he wants to know, is there any issue? Again, he takes it down and then asks me, like, how do I get this, right? You first do it, and then you ask the shayla. The shayla was, he wants to know, is there any issue with taking out, I think I had one pin, didn't have four pin, I had one pin in the paper. That shows how unprofessional it is, okay? So he had one pin, and he wanted to take the pin out, take the paper off, and put the pin back. Is there any issue with that doing that on Shabbos?
Yes.
What would be the issue? So, you know, so some people think about muksa, maybe the pins are muksa. Really, pin is a keli. It's a keli, shmulachka le isa, in which case it should be mutsa to be metaltal, it's going to go from mekami. So there shouldn't really be a problem with muksa. The other issue, the other issue with pulling out the choy shouldn't be a problem. But so really, what happened there was fine, and when you put the pin back into the notice board, you should know me'ikad, then there's no issue. It's like a foam, all it is like a board of foam, right? Which the poison don't say. It's not something that you should do every week, stick pins inside. It's a bit of an older dochel. But me'ikadin, if someone wants to take out a paper from the notice board and stick the pins back in afterwards, there's no issue. But let me share with you a massive, massive chap. The paper shouldn't l'choyer be muksa because it's got a message on it, whatever message it was, yeah? It's got some sort of message, and that paper, just like this paper, is not muksa.
Yeah, but
let me share with you. I just want to throw this very, very quickly. You should know, do you know how dangerous this topic is? Do you know how dangerous it is? If you tell someone this is muta, listen to this. It's koroiv to a malocha do'iraisa, you're playing around with fire. Listen to this. If someone sticks a paper onto the notice board on Shabbos, you're going to say, no problem, you got a pin, it's not muksa. You stick inside. Listen, watch this. You try and guess what malocha could be involved in, taking a pin and sticking inside. Try and just guess, throw. Zareah, what? Kerea, what's going on here? You take a pin and you stick it into the corner. There's a Kerea Minatoira. You think Kerea, you take at least a paper and you tear a paper. Fine, you can clear about that. Right, we've done worse Kereas than that. But think about it like this. You're doing Kerea, you're tearing in a constructive way. Be as it may, that it may be very small, doesn't make a difference. We're talking about, what I'm talking about is, that yes, to take off a pin which is inside the paper, and you'll remove the paper and put the pin back on, the chayyur, you couldn't think of a problem. It's not muksa. Putting into a foam, making a hole in a foam doesn't seem to be much of a problem. It's because it's going to be pulled out. If it's there to stay, it might be boina, but there's no boina involved because it's going to come out. So, okay, so now the shayla is, I just want to mention, although that could be okay, strictly speaking, so it's okay what happened really. Again, the person don't advise it, it's not a nice thing to do. Yeah, but to stick up a sign is a shayla, I would have thought it was a shayla of a deraisa. Let's say it fought off vegeshmak. Let's say something falls, but vegeshmak case, especially, sometimes you have a dvar Torah on it, and it falls down, and you think you're a gross tzaddik, you pick it up, you take the pin and stick it inside. Malacha min ha-Torah. What's the malacha min ha-Torah? Of Korea. Because when you stick it, when you make a new hole, now, if you're clever enough, you stick it into the hole, the existing hole, fine, you're clever. But if you're not so clever, then there's a shayla of malacha d'oraisa. Next rabbi, I can't believe I spent on the same shayla more than 3 minutes. Okay, that's we have to move on to the next one. Next shayla, we're like this. You know, Suda Shabbos, we have nice challahs. And sometimes it comes to Suda Shlishis, we're left with quite a few pieces of challah. It comes to Motzei Shabbos, and sometimes, not so common in the summer, but very common in the winter, you think, you look at the side, such hard work put into the challahs. You think to yourself, let's use the challahs. What are you going to use the challahs for? So some people toast it, but you know what you can do? You know what's quite common? You make cheese toast out of it. You take the challah and you cut it into thin slices, it goes everywhere, and you shmear some ketchup on it, you go to the fridge and you get hold of some cheese, and you pour some cheese on it, and you put it into the cheese toast. Okay, it doesn't look like your taste. Oh, fine, beseda, alright, we'll have to order something else next time. The challah is like this, right? This challah was used for a su'uda shell bosar, right? Hopefully a Friday night, Shabbos day, the meal was for bosar. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Peites, in Sif Dalet, Mishnah Berurah actually quotes in Hilchos Shavuos, he says that to use the same challah which was used for a meaty meal, to now use it with milky is actually a problem. In fact, that was the cheshmer. I don't know if you remember by Shavuos, we discussed that's the reason why the Ramah says to have a chalav is in order to force you to end up with two chalas, because you can't use the same chalav for both. Okay, that's just bekitza. But the end of the day, so the question is, someone wants to know, can he use the chalav, leftover chalav, which was used for the Shabbos meal, Shabbos day meal, which has got cholent inside, can he use it for, listen to the Chiddush Pashas, you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it's a problem. Okay, well, how are you going to deal with this? Right, you can't, you'll have to stick with toast, with peanut butter, which is paruv, or you're going to have to stick with chocolate spread, but you can't have cheese toast. Look at Tshuva Sagon Ramosha. Ramosha in Ramosha in Tshuva Lamedches, he says, Geshmak Echad. Says Ramosha that the whole Issa applies to slices which was handled with during the meal. Specific slices. So you had a slice that was hanging around the meal, that's when it's limited to. That to be used again for gvina or whatever, milky. But if you have a chaticha which wasn't really involved in the meal, even if it was on the same table, it's a chat for Ramosha, Ramosha said make it, then it's okay. So he really saves the day. I want to finish off with the geshmaka chat from the Marsha. It's quite an inspiring Marsha. Listen to this Marsha. In Gemara states that the Gemara says, Interessante Maisa. The Gemara says that is very interesting. The Gemara says they went over to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan, do you know something? I've got some news for you. There are old people in Bavel. You know something? I went to Bavel and I saw that there are people which are actually old. Okay? Tomah. Rabbi Yochanan couldn't understand. He said back to him, he's telling me that there's people which are aging, which are Zeichat Arichis Yomim in Babel. He says, the prophet says, Arichis Yomim only for those which live in Eretz Yisrael. Where do you get Arichis Yomim? Alo Adomo Ksiv. That's what Rabbi Yochanan asked. Avbuchutz Lorez, you don't get Arichis Yomim. The Gemara carries on saying something interesting. Rabbi Yochanan understood it. Why? Kimon de Omile, once they told him that, you know, these people, there's something special about them, that they get up early for shul and they stay for Mariv, Lebe Knishta, so he said, now I understand why the Zuchis Tarichis Yomim, because they come early to Shachris and they daven Mariv. Okay? So that's what the Gemara says, because he sees Tarichis Yomim if a person comes to shul in the morning and the evening. Fet the Marish Shah, Bombakasha. What was Rabbi Yochanan's position about Arichas Yomim? What was Rabbi Yochanan's opinion about Arichas Yomim? That you can only be Zochet Arichas Yomim in Eretz Yisrael. Because the prophet says, Alo Adoma. Comes along, they're telling him, you know something. Yeah, but they were careful to go to shul. Shkoch. And if they would have shaken the look. How does it in Yashav the prophet, Alo Adoma? The fact that he was now told, you know something, they're very careful to daven in the shul. They're very careful to come to shul. Shkoch. But how do you in Yashav the prophet, Alo Adoma? They're not Alo Adoma. Says the Marsha, beautiful. He says the Gemara Megillah says that Asidim Batiknesias Shabbavel is going to be in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Marsha. Somebody comes to Shul to Davin, he's in Shul, he's made Aliyah. Shul is Eretz Yisrael. That is why Rabbi Yochanan Nochodato, he understood why the Zeichet Arich is Yomim. Yes, my opinion was, my position was, that you have to be in Eretz Yisrael to be Zeichet Arich is Yomim. But then they told him, do you know something? Yeah, they come to Shul, yeah? So he said, nah, Fashtei. Because the Botik Nesiois and Chutz Loretz have got a din of Eretz Yisrael. When a person comes to the Shul, he's made Aliyah. Again, something that Aliyah is a big topic. It's a grisa kasha. Why taka on we? What are we all doing here? What's taka b'shal pialocha? State mafurish is we should be in Eretz Yisrael. So I'll be sure to you got the Piskei Tshuva that says for parnosa. That's the biggest heta for us to be in Chutz Loretz. But when a person comes to shul, says the mashal, he's made Aliyah. He's in it. He's in Admas Kodesh, because that's how Rabbi Yochanan understood that at Arichas Yom.
Thank you.